Samsy and Josh. Back in a tick.
Hit a girl in the face.
Oh. Well, why am I not surprised by that?
I hit her in the face with my ball.
Oh, jeez. That's a bit surprising, to be honest.
Accident. So it was
a different topic.
Body fit, but I was at the Grovedale studio on Saturday. I like to mix it up when I don't have to work. And the class that we had was shred. So it's where you do a circuit of cardio and then you do a circuit of weight. And it was all lower. So I did the cardio first because I tried to get all the bionic bikes and all the hard stuff out the way. Then I went over to the weight side. And I think it must have been the second last or the last exercise. And we actually had to do pelvic thrusts, but you actually had to put your feet on a Bosu ball, which if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that half float inflated ball.
Okay. You know?
So it's for stability.
Okay, yeah. Nice one.
So I thought, okay, I just want to, you know, make it a little bit more difficult for myself. So I got one of those small medicine balls off the rack.
The rack, yeah. Pulled it over.
Well, I picked one up and went, oh, no, this is a bit light. Mm-hmm. So I put it back on the tree because it kind of stands like a tree, the rack.
Yeah.
I went to put it back on and pick another one up, and I went to turn. Well, it seems that the light ball was quite light and quite bouncy.
Yeah.
It had sprung off this tower, landed on the floor. That's what caught my attention. And I watched it play out in slow-mo, even though it all happened very suddenly. Yeah. The ball had hit the ground and then proceeded to, I don't know, build up momentum and speed.
Yeah.
Rolled across the floor and whacked into the side of this girl's face who was already on the floor ready to do the hip thrusters. Now, it wasn't that hard because obviously, even though it looked like it was building momentum, it obviously just kind of collided with the face on her side. She just was startled because she wasn't obviously expecting a 2 kilo medicine ball to hit her in the face.
To be attacked, no.
I was so profusely embarrassed, or profusely apologising. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And you do the over-explaining. It's just launched off this tower and I was only putting it back and are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. I was so embarrassed. I was already red because I'd just done cardio. So I'm like, oh, God, I'm so, and like I kept, like, I think I apologised 3 times.
How many more times did you apologise?
Oh, probably another 4 after that. just kept apologising because I'm like, usually it's me hurting myself. It's the first time I've ever hurt somebody else in the gym. Now I can never go back to that studio.
No.
If it wasn't for the fact that we're still keeping our, you know, 4 square meters and whatever it is, I would have thought that she's now trying to avoid me.
No, she's definitely trying to avoid me.
On K-Rock 955.
What do the kids insist on doing? Mm-hmm. You know, they're great kids. They're very honest and they also know exactly what they want to do.
Once they've got their mind on something,
you're not changing it, are you?
No.
Which is can be a bit challenging at times. So parents have shared some of the photos of the incredibly unusual things that their kids have certainly insisted on doing.
Okay.
For instance, one parent shared a photo of her daughter at a restaurant who preferred to eat under the table because she didn't want anyone to look at her while she was eating. Seems to make sense.
I can understand that. Sometimes we're a little bit self-conscious, especially if we're eating something messy like a pasta.
Another kid was going to a costume party and decided that they wanted to go as a pair of pants. So So what the parents did was so they had to get a pair of jeans that were obviously as big as the child and then they cut arms out so that the kid could go as a pair of pants.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Another shared a photo of her niece who, when she looks after her baby brother, she has to make sure she wears her wolf mask. I don't know what the deal with that one is.
Maybe so she can be big and protective.
Yeah, or scare her brother.
Yeah.
That's definitely another option.
Yeah.
Another, instead of sleeping with a comfortable teddy bear, you know, something friendly and cuddly, would rather sleep with her skeleton. Which doesn't seem comfortable at all. I just don't think you could roll around with it. And
she's emotionally connected.
My favourite one, though, a little girl was watching a scary movie on her little iPad. Mm. And so when it was scary, she had a helmet on to protect her just in case. Isn't that brilliant?
I love that.
5223295. What did the kids insist on doing? Everyone that calls in with a shot to win that family pass, rather. The Sesame Street Circus Spectacular. It's live at Warm Ponds from the 28th of January. You can book now at Ticketmaster.
One that I insisted on and actually ties in with what we're giving away. So I'm a product of Sesame Street. I grew up, like we all did, with Sesame Street. That's why I say huge. Z instead of Z. Well, when I was about maybe four or five, I just idolised Big Bird. Just thought he was the best thing walking this planet.
Yeah, right.
And one day I stormed into the kitchen and I decreed that from here on in, I was to only be addressed as Big Bird.
Oh, really?
My name was Big Bird. I would only be called Big Bird. I would only answer to Big Bird.
And that's why your dad calls you Bird now.
That's why I'm still Bird today. I actually went out to my brother's. He actually moved just to the other side of Bacchus Marsh. I went out to visit them yesterday, dropped something off. And my youngest nephew, Roman, was actually still in bed. He was still asleep when I arrived.
Yep.
But his latest thing is he actually sleeps with his WWE figurines in bed. But they have to face away from him and they have to be between him and the door.
So they're protecting him.
Correct.
Wow.
That's his thing. Cool. He actually shares with about 8 or 10 of them in the bed.
Oh, really? Wow, that's a lot of space, isn't it? 5223295. Leanne in Geelong, what did the kids insist on?
Hi, my granddaughter, she's 21 months old and she loves, like, cleaning.
Yeah.
And today she insisted on taking the broom in the car with her to daycare.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Oh. Did she take it in and show her friends?
No, we didn't take it right inside, but she carried it the whole way in the car and she kept, like, touching the end of the broom and she was, like, looking around and, like, sweeping the seat and it was so cute. Oh,
I love that.
That'd be a great roommate in the future, for 100%. Sure. You'd love to have her in the house. Sarah in East Geelong, what did the kids insist on?
Hello. When my son was about 2 years old, we went to Safeway and we were at the deli and it was around Easter, so they had prawns everywhere.
Yeah.
He insisted that we got the fish with the eyes.
Oh, right.
And carry it around himself. So he's sitting in the trolley saying, "I got the eyes, I got the eyes." Oh. And the lady at the register was in hysterics.
Yeah.
And she said, "Is he going to eat that?" But I don't know. So he carried it around the house. When he got home, I got the one with the eyes, Dad, and Dad was a bit freaked out.
Yeah, that sounds like it comes straight from a Stephen King horror novel.
Became his best friend, it sounds like. That's amazing. Lauren and Benno, what do the kids insist on? Yeah.
When my son was 3 years old, we had some friends over for a barbecue and it was really sunny. So I told him to go inside and get his hat on, but he couldn't find his hat and he came outside with a pair of jocks on his head.
Oh.
And I said, "What have you got jocks on your head for?" And he said, "Because I couldn't find my hat." And he wouldn't take them off. He was convinced that that was good enough. And he wore a pair of jocks on his head for the afternoon.
Oh, wow. That is so good, isn't it?
I love his logic.
Pretty embarrassing, but funny. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, you know what? If you can't play without a hat, he's wearing his jocks outside. Absolutely brilliant.
On K-Rock, 955.
That was a quickie. You know Bernie Sanders sitting at the inauguration with the mittens, looking like he had somewhere else to be.
On. Yeah, absolutely. I remember that photo.
Massive tent of a jacket to keep him warm because, you know, he's getting on in years and, you know, feels
cold
a lot easier.
Too. Yeah, he's not there for fashion, is he?
It's already been turned into a porno.
Oh, really?
You know you've made it as a person or a film or a pop culture moment when someone takes it, tarnishes it and makes it into an adult entertainment film.
Just him being in a jacket.
So
I mean, that seems a bit...
They've put a twist on it.
Not to say that they've got great, storylines in them, but...
It's been created by self-proclaimed adult internet entertainer.
Nice that.
Al Hal. It's basically, let's say, an instructional video for one's self using mittens. Picking up what I'm putting
down. Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah. But she says it's actually an ode to Bernie Sanders because she's actually a massive fan of him and his policies, and that's not even a euphemism.
Right.
Genuinely a fan of Bernie Sanders and felt like this is the legacy she could leave as an adult entertainer by turning that monumental moment of him sitting on a deck chair half asleep with his mittens, turned it into a porno.
Right, okay. Well, good on her for his legacy.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of a moment, a pop culture moment being transformed into an adult film.
Yeah,
usually it's other films that get the adult entertainment twist.
Yeah, okay.
I'll put you to the test.
All right, here we go.
I have some
absolutely love this
well-known films.
Can't win this game either way.
I've got two options for you.
Okay,
so I'll tell you what the film is first, and then I'll give you the options. So, first one, Lord of the Rings.
Okay,
is the adult film The Lord of the G-Strings, the female ship of the string, or Lord of the Ring, One Ring to Rule Them All?
I'm going to go the second option.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
The Lord of the G-Strings is the secondary version.
Yeah, got it. picked up on it. Yep, love it.
The Quentin Tarantino film Pulp Fiction was the adult film Pump Fiction or Pulp Friction?
Well, I'm just going to go the first one.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's really?
Pulp Friction.
Okay.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, why would they do that?
Is the adult version The Forest in the Trees or Forest Hump?
I'm going to go the second option.
Correct.
All right, there you go.
Forest Hump.
We're on to one.
Ace Ventura.
Oh, geez, they've really gone after them, haven't they? And very unusual ones to go after too.
Is it Ace Ventura, Crack Detective? Or Ace Ventura, O Natural Calls. Because you got Pet Detective or When Nature Calls.
I'm just going to go the first one because the last two were both the second.
It is the first one.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura. And the final one.
Yep.
Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner. The Bodyguard. Is it Queen of the Night, K-N-I-G-H-T? Well-known song from the film, or The Booby Guard?
Just based on how the answers have gone, I'm going to go the second one.
Am I that predictable?
Yeah.
I thought I mixed them up.
So I'm guessing I'm right. Is what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely. Jeez, there are some inventive minds out there, aren't there?
And I'm now clearing my caches on my work computer.
For sure. On K-Rock 955.
If you haven't deep dived on UFOs and the existence of aliens, I don't think you've lived.
Okay, so I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Oh, I'm obsessed at the moment. I've watched a couple of things now and it's just like...
On Netflix or on YouTube?
Nah, YouTube. Yeah. So that's where you get the good stuff. It's not filtered. It's
Donald Trump.
Not fact-checked either. You know, it's just people typing in messages and saying, hey. But it turns out I'm not alone. According to polls, half of us believe that aliens exist.
In the form of what we've seen in the movies or that there is unexplained beings out there.
I think it doesn't go that deep into it. I just think that there's life outside of where we live on planet Earth.
Sure.
While 1 in 10 of us reckon we've seen a UFO.
Yeah, right.
Certainly not in that 10. I have been looking at the skies more recently, though.
I once thought I saw a UFO heading towards Grovedale, and then I realised it was just a drone with a red light on it.
Yeah.
Very let down.
Easily mistaken. Well, all those videos that have come out from the Air Force now, you think, geez, I could see one at any stage.
That's right.
Not just people like you and me, Stampsy, though, that are believers. A lot of celebrities out there as well.
Okay.
Zayn Malik from One Direction.
No.
You're absolutely an absolute believer. Good on him. I always knew he was my favourite.
Is that the reason why he left One Direction early?
It is. Spoke to him.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely it is. He says that's the reason he decided to quit the band after an alien spoke to me in my dream.
Shut up. I was just joking. Oh, right.
The nanny, Fran Drescher.
Yeah?
She claims that when she was a child, she was abducted by aliens and they implanted a chip in her hand and she's now got a scar from it.
Okay.
I don't know why you looked at your hands. You're not the nanny.
No, I don't know why. I think I'm just trying to understand from her point of view. Okay.
She happily talks about it too. John Lennon from the Beatles.
Yeah.
His former lover, May Pang, said that he was visited, or he told her about being abducted by an alien, while he apparently told a couple of his pals that he'd met four aliens outside his New York apartment in the 1970s who had big bug eyes and little bug mouths.
I don't want to challenge him because may he rest, but I mean, the 70s was a very experimental time. So is he sure that he saw...
Yeah. Maybe at the same time he was riding Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, you know, every chance. Elvis Presley.
No.
Absolutely. The singer claimed he had a telepathic connection with an alien when he was 8, and he received a future vision of a man wearing a white suit singing in front of crowds. He reckons he had that at the age of 8.
Fast forward.
And it was him, you know. Or the many people that impersonate him.
On K-Rock, 955.
Do it yourself. We all try and attempt something, whether it's a renovation, try and fix something in your car, your phone.
I feel like many of us would have tried more so over the last 12 months when businesses were closed, or maybe we just couldn't leave as much, or trying to save a dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that happens a lot of the time with beauty treatments as well. Mm-hmm. You think, yeah, I can do that. Looks so easy on the commercial. She's stopping traffic. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, just like this Welsh girl's found out at the age of 13. So I'm guessing that different tans have different complexions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, if you're, very white and pale, you're not going to go the darker than dark tan.
And it also depends on how many applications you apply as well.
Well, that's what she read, the darker than dark, didn't realise she'd put it on. And the best way to describe it, I don't know if you've seen a coal miner come out of the mines, but they are just dark. They're like, she was at 13, had her formal type thing to go to as well. Yeah, and so because she's a girl from Wales with absolutely just white porcelain skin, and then now she looks like a coal miner.
And we do everything for the gram now too, so that would have gone straight up on people's social media.
Absolutely. I think her mum shared it just to rub it in.
Nice blade, mum.
5223295 Want to hear about your DIY beauty disasters.
Did I tell you about what I did to the top of my lip last year?
Yeah, I think you've mentioned it.
I was very coy about it because I was so embarrassed. So I decided, not that I have a hairy upper lip, but while I was doing creaming my legs, I thought I'll just take the same cream and I'll just do the top of my lip. Just defuzz areas. And misread the packet. I thought it said leave up to 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
No, it was leave up to 5 to 10 minutes. I just saw 5 and 10s and 1s and 5s.
Right.
I gave myself a first degree burn on my upper lip.
Jeez.
It turned red. It's almost been a year and the hair hasn't grown back on. I mean, great. I don't have to fork out any more money on my top lip, but
not great for your skin at all.
No, I reckon it took about 3 months for it to heal.
Wow.
And yeah, now I don't have any hair on my top lip.
Mandy in Armstrong Creek, what was your DIY beauty fail?
I thought in my 20s that it was the thing to wax your arms. Everybody seems to have been doing it. So my mum had a wax pot at home and I thought, oh, it can't be that hard. Let's give it a go. Unfortunately, it is that hard because I ended up with bruises all over my arms.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
That's violent, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, jeez.
Bruises were waxing.
Yeah, so I think it was when I ripped the hair off, it just bruised, like, straight away.
I was
covered all in bruises all over my arms. And I've never done it again.
Yeah, no, don't blame me for that one. Jeez, that is...
And that's more obvious than hair on your arms.
Serious suction coming up to bruise you, absolutely. Marina in Warm Ponds, what's your beauty fail?
Mine was the packet of hair dye when I was 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd dye my hair red, and it come out too red.
Yeah.
So back to the chemist, got some blonde to take it out. Yeah, bright orange, like Ronald McDonald orange it was.
Wow.
Oh, and what did you do at that point? Just get the jet black?
The hairdressers wouldn't touch me. No one would go near me. I had to let it grow out.
Oh, wow. And all those photos with your newborn too.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Good look.
Oh, brilliant.
Billy in Ocean Grove, what was your DIY beauty disaster?
It's a hair removal, getting rid of. I thought I'd use a depilatory cream on my legs.
Yeah.
Put it on. It was a little bit itchy on my shins. Washed it off after allocated time, and all the skin where the bone is on my leg came off too.
Oh.
You could see the bone. Oh. It wasn't itchy or sore, but the skin came off. Lovely, great big scar down the middle of my shin now.
No wonder it wasn't itchy. It's burnt right through your skin. It's like, yep. There goes the nerve endings.
Did you check the used by? What would it cause that?
I didn't do a patch test. I think that's probably the lesson to be learned. But yeah, I've got really thin skin over my shins, and it all came off with the hair.
Oh God,
you that is off.
That's something nightmares are built on. Hayley in East Geelong, what was your DIY disaster?
I thought I was my own hairdresser at 8 years old and decided to cut a triangle out of my hair.
So whereabouts was the triangle? As a fringe?
Yeah, just a triangle.
Just thought, this looks easy enough. I've seen Mum get it done at the hair salon. I can do it too.
Yeah. And it was just straight in the middle of my fringe.
Oh, wow.
You didn't have school photos at any point, did you? There's not photos of prosperity?
Thank goodness, no.
Oh, God.
Thank goodness,
no. Yeah, absolutely. I'm still taken back by ripping the skin off.
Yeah.
That's a giant patch test.
On
K-Rock, 955.
Anyone who loves falling asleep to the sound of rain on their roof was in for a treat last night as we received a month's worth of rain in 6 hours.
Yeah, I was waiting for it all night because I thought when we left here yesterday that it was looking ominous, wasn't it?
It looked like it was just about to set in. It was grey, it was dark, and we had 37 mil at Avalon. Well, that was reported earlier today. We've had more
probably
etching around 40. I'm no meteorologist, but you know, add a few mil on, give or take a few. 33 in Geelong.
Wow.
One of my workout buddies at the gym, MJ, in preparation of knowing how much rain was going to fall today, or just know that we're going to get a bit of a torrential downpour today. So her and her fiance recently bought a cheap, large shed, and I put the emphasis on cheap because they learned very quickly that the reason why it was so cheap is any sign of rain, it could just be the whiff of rain in the air and every crack would just leak water.
Or was it just like one of those corrugated ones that you just chuck up in the back?
I assume.
Like buying a shed, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing like a little garden shed
off Gumtree or something
thing.
To throw all, like, it is a storage basically. So last night they bought a whole bunch of Neoprene and they were literally going around all the edges of this shed just to ensure that it didn't flood. So when the rain did come down, because she's got a lot of furniture, wood, boxes, and cardboard. We'll suck that water up.
Yeah,
if it gets
of course.
In, but have you ever come home, or have you ever been flooded at home, or maybe in your car?
No, I don't think so. I'm just trying to think if I've let the shower go once too long or the bath. Yeah. That's definitely a possibility.
I have mentioned it before that we came home when we were living in a very old rental. It was a weatherboard in Albury, and we came home just as we put the key in the door and turned the lock to open up. Yeah. The hot water service, for some reason, was in the roof. Still never worked out why.
Wow.
But it had overfilled and then made it so heavy that it actually crashed through the roof, and there was just a cascade of water flowing down the entrance and actually greeted us as we walked in
the
front
door.
That's
not what you want at all. I think actually, you remember that when Melbourne had like 110 mil, I think our front lawn got flooded. For sure.
Well, I know in the traffic report before they were saying there is some flooding around Barwon Terrace. But if you have been flooded, whether you arrived at work, at home, because when it gets into the car, but maybe it was car, but have you been flooded? Tony in Winchelsea, good afternoon. This happened to you a few years ago.
It did. I was building my house at the time and we were living in the shed. And we got up in the morning, opened the garage doors up to leave for work and pulled the car out, and we were bogged up to the door.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So we were stuck there.
What a morning.
Yeah, what did you say to work?
I just rang them and told them that we were flooded.
Yeah, I'm not going in today.
So they were fine because there was a lot of rain around and the roads were flooded as well at the same time. So
yeah, you weren't getting
they were fine
problems.
With it.
So you were living in a shed.
Yeah.
How is that? How is that for a life experience?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Probably better than the house.
On K-Rock, 955.
You now know why wombats have square poo.
Wow.
And I know what you have been wondering because...
Absolutely, you haven't slept in months.
Well, you haven't. Every so often I walk around to the staff kitchen, you're there just chewing
dazed
on your lunch.
Dazed and confused.
Daydreaming, just wondering why it pops out square. Well, it has to do with their intestines. They have super long intestines, 10 metres in that little body. Well, not little.
Not really. It's pretty round, isn't it?
It's quite rotund. Yeah. And I did Google it. It's 4 times the length of ours.
Wow. Jeez.
And that's what it actually has is it's got basically 2 stiff regions and 2 flexible regions. Mm, so if you think
like
the dance move...
Cutter.
Big fish, small fish, cardboard box.
Yeah.
Kind of as it passes through, it just kind of compacts it. Boop, that's why you end up with square wombat poo. And
that's
they're one
amazing,
of the only
it?
Animals to actually have it in that form and shape.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? It comes in a nice little package.
Mm, yeah. Nice little delivery for the zookeepers at Werribee Open Range Zoo. And because of the 10-metre intestines, it can take them up to 4 to 6 days to actually digest a meal.
Oh, really? How long do we take? Some people take ages, don't they?
Depends how much fiber you've got
in
your
diet. Yeah, right, okay. They say that you can test that with corn. When you eat it, and then as soon as you start seeing it again, that's how quickly your body's working.
Oh, see, I knew carrots and the up way. So, okay, so with corn in the down way.
Yeah.
Cool. So we now know that about wombats, but do you know this about wombats? I thought I could roll out a few more fun facts for you on a Friday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the fun ones.
So in the same region as the square poo... Their butt is their main line of defence. Because it's got extremely thick cartilage, it's very resistant to scratches and bites. So if they feel like they're going to be attacked or if they're intimidated, they'll back it up. Beep.
Yeah, beep, right, okay.
Beep. A group of wombats is called a wisdom. A wisdom of wombats.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good on them.
Very wise, the wombats.
Well, they were saving animals during the fires, weren't they?
They were too. Very smart. They deserve an AO.
Yep.
They can get up to speeds of 40 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, 40K. I've looked this up. So I love wombats. Wombat Wednesday is my favourite day on CSIRO Gram.
I feel like you should be delivering this.
I wanted
then.
To let you have your moment. We can on the next one.
Can you play the when you know, stick?
No, it's not here. I was looking for it before.
And they have been known to jump 1 metre high fences.
Didn't know that. I didn't.
1 from 3.
There you go.
And they're exceptionally good at swimming.
Right. There you go.
I would figure because they're quite rotund that they would just be buoyant on water. But yeah, they are very athletic. So it just goes to show, even big boned animals, they could beat you. Look, they're competing with Usain Bolt on the track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Usain Bolt's 47 kilometres an hour.
What, would not want that running into your shins at all. Ooh, Stampsy and Josh.
Stampsy and Josh.